MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The village of Cloudcroft is losing about 1 million gallons of water per month, or 30 to 40 gallons per minute, from a leak that's proven nearly impossible to locate in frozen winter conditions, a crisis that has Public Works Supervisor J.J. Carrizal working through the nights to monitor dangerously low tank levels. To help with the water loss, the council unanimously approved an emergency contract with Oasis Enterprises for as-needed water hauling at $759 per load, a discounted rate secured from the current Bureau of Reclamation grant contract that expires on Thursday. Oasis contract carries no set quantity. It's purely an emergency response when tank levels drop. According to the Cloudcroft Reader, the village is trying to renew its $36,446 drought emergency grant through the Bureau of Reclamation to cover hauling costs. The emergency contract resolution passed unanimously, authorizing water purchases for as long as needed while the search for the million-gallon leak continues. And one bill that was introduced last session but did not get a vote and has been pre-filed for the 30-day session that started Tuesday but has yet to get a committee assignment is legislation aimed at protecting people from the dangers associated with artificial intelligence, and it has the backing of the Attorney General.
I think it's important for New Mexico to take a leading role in trying to develop a framework that sets clear guidelines and boundaries for the ethical development of this technology,
said Attorney General Raul Torres. This comes just days after NMDOJ, agents arrested a man accused of using AI apps to turn innocent photos of children into sexually explicit images of them. It's called the Artificial Intelligence Accountability Act, and it would be the first New Mexico law to directly address deepfakes and AI-generated deception.
It creates clear technical standards for AI developers, for large social media platforms, and for device manufacturers to ensure that they actually include latent digital markers in the content that is produced and in the content that is published, so that anyone who is potentially harmed by that content can work and with those providers to understand where the content was generated, who disseminated it.
Key provisions in the proposed legislation include mandatory disclosure by tech makers of synthetic content, free provenance detection tools, and penalties of up to $15,000 per violation, while victims could sue for up to $1,000 per view. Enhanced sentencing is also proposed for felonies involving AI. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.